This week, America is celebrating the anniversary of the moon landing 50 years ago this Saturday. For 11 years now, a Philadelphia man has been trying to build a museum dedicated to the region's contribution to spaceflight. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on a future Johnsville centrifuge and science museum.
A centrifuge is anything that spins fast enough to push its cargo outward, like a salad spinner pulling water off of lettuce. Large enough, it can simulate G-forces. That's the pressure you feel in an accelerating airplane, for example. So if you were ever to fly in an X-15 fighter jet, the G-forces could get so intense it could stop the blood flow to your brain.
A sharp enough turn would pull the blood from the pilot's brains onto his feet, and he'd be unconscious.
This is Mike McGuire in Warminster, Pennsylvania. This is where the Navy once had a giant centrifuge to study the effects of flight on the human body. In the 1960s, when NASA began rocketing people into space, they sent all their astronauts to Warminster, including Neil Armstrong, where they were taught to deal with the blackout effects of G-forces.
NASA, which was created, had no equipment of its own, found this unique machine, which had just coincidentally been wired up with a Typhoon computer and converted to a dynamic flight simulator.
McGuire is the president of the Johnsville Centrifuge and Science Museum, which at this stage is merely a collection looking for a home. He has assembled pieces of technology created at what was then the Naval Air Development Center, or NADC. It developed things like black box flight recorders and the first GPS system.
The materials lab developed lubricants that were used in the Apollo, exotic space lubricants. Video feeds from the Gemini program, the grainy black and white videos, where NADC developed cameras.
McGuire says he has a 5-acre plot of land at the old NADC site and is trying to raise $100,000 for the first phase of a building that will house the future Space Science Museum. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.